Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
It's incredible. The Bongino rule strikes again. Again, episode number 2472. If you just wait just a couple days, I'm not suggesting you don't report on a story with the Bongino rule. The Bongino rule, of course, is wait 24 to 72 hours before accepting the first version of events. You got to report on news. I get it. But be very, very careful buying into left-wing media narratives. It strikes again. I got a different show for you today. I think you're going to like. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Privacy's a right, not a privilege. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to this pre-Thanksgiving show. It's always good to be here with the crew. We will have some good material for you tomorrow and Friday. Package for you on the podcast channel. But this will be my last day here with you live to tape, so to say. But it is Wednesday morning. This is one of my favorite shows of the year. Joe and I have done something different on this show pretty much every year for the last 7 years. So let's get to it. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Profiling, surveillance, data harvesting. There are a lot of things you don't like about the tech giants. I know I don't. But what can you do about it when you rely on so many of their products? Well, there's good news. You don't need to be a billionaire to take a stand. For less than $7 a month, you can join me and fight back against big tech by using ExpressVPN. How do big tech companies make all their money? Well, they track your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and they sell your personal data. It's really that simple. You're the product. ExpressVPN helps you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That's why I use ExpressVPN on all my devices to make it that much more difficult for them to exploit my data for their profits. I just tap a button on my phone or computer to turn it on. That's all it takes to keep people out of my business. I trust VPN. I trust ExpressVPN. And if you don't like big tech like I don't, you don't want them tracking you and selling your data for profit, fight back. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino right now to get three months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino, expressvpn.com/Bongino. All right, Joseph, this pre-Thanksgiving show.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, Aruski, buddy. We've done a different show for like the last, I don't know, 7 years or so, Joe and I. So at the end of today's show, I'm going to do something. I am not sure how it plays with the audience, but for the last 7 years, they seem to enjoy it. I'm going to do some of my diet, nutrition, and workout tips because this is that time of the year where we all eat ourselves into oblivion. The sun goes down earlier, so we don't get as much sun or activity. And some of us can get a few L-bizzles, few LBs. So I always get good feedback on it, and I enjoy it. And although everybody tells me not to do it, they tell me wait till after Thanksgiving. People don't want to be told die and fail. I don't care. We break the rules anyway. So first, the serious stuff, the Bongino rule strikes again. Listen, I cannot emphasize enough to you how important it is to not jump on the left-wing activist media bandwagon the first time they find a story and bloodshed or whatever it may be that they can use to attack conservatives. It's disgusting. It's grotesque. It is one of the worst characteristics of modern society is our grotesque left-wing media using dead bodies and everything else to try to censor and attack others. You see it everywhere. On the Trump era, they doubled and tripled down on all of it. What am I talking about? It was this just horrible tragedy in Colorado Springs. An attacker walks into a bar, starts shooting people. The bar had some gay patrons there. So the media, of course, without having almost any of the facts at all, what do you think happened? Of course, what happens every time? Tucker Carlson did it. And you're like, he did? Tucker Carlson, did they have that on video? I didn't see Tucker. I mean, you would think the hair would stand out. It's weird. I didn't see that. Bodies hadn't even been buried. And the disgusting media, of course, couldn't wait to tell you a story, not the story about Colorado Springs. So a story they wanted to tell you was that those right wingers, because they've exposed drag queen story hour and the sexualization of kids, this guy who shot up the gay bar did it because of them. They may have paid him. They incentivized him. They told him to do it. Subliminal messages. Really? It's interesting because the story's kind of changed a little bit now. Now the alleged attacker in the case says that they want to be identified by they, them pronouns and is non-binary. So this person wants to identify by they, them pronouns. So all of a sudden, the media seems quite confused, Joseph, what to do.
Wow.
Gosh, doesn't sound like Tucker Carlson would tell this person to identify by they, them pronouns.
I don't think so.
Here's CNN. There, you cut this morning, so you saw it.
Yeah.
They're really confused, Allison Camerata. She doesn't know what to do because a story they wanted to tell you doesn't correspond to the story that's apparently materializing now. Here's Allison Camerata from CNN. She don't know what to say. Matter of fact, she even says, I don't know what to say. Check this out.
Attorneys for the accused shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, say in new court filings tonight that the suspect now identifies as non-binary. In a footnote to a motion asserting legal privileges, the public defenders say, quote, Anderson Aldrich is non-binary. They use they, them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings, will be addressed as Mix Aldrich. So in other words, not Mr. or Ms. Joining me now, CNN political commentator Errol Lewis, also back with me, Al Franken and Joe Walsh. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's not anything that we had heard from his background. You know, people have been looking into his background. And I don't know if anybody here, are you guys lawyers? I mean, you know, I don't know if, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's what he's now saying.
It sounds like they're trying to prepare a defense against a hate crimes charge. That's the least of his problems, legally speaking. But it looks like they're trying to build some kind of sympathy or at least confusion on the question of whether or not this was purely motivated by hate.
That is what it sounds like. We'll wait to see.
Now they'll wait. You hear that at the end, Joe? Now they'll wait and see. You'll wait and see. Yeah, of course, it's only, 48 hours. You decide to kind of wait and see. Maybe do what we do, which is just report the story. It was a tragedy at a Club Q bar in Colorado Springs. Here's what happened. And maybe tell the story and wait on a story until you actually have a story that corresponds with this story. Just an idea. Now, I played that and I gave you the end part of that for a reason. It's possible that the guy's attorney told him, listen, you're going to get charged with a hate crime. You may get the death penalty. I'm not sure how that'll work, what the charging process is going to work and look like out there in Colorado Springs. So you should say that you're, a non-binary and therefore you'll be able to, try to refute this hate crime. It's possible. I put that in there for a reason. The reason I put that in there is because I'm interested in the story. Not a story. Why do you listen to these people? Not you, my conservative audience, but to the liberals who listen. I know you're there. I get your hate mail. Why do you listen to these people? They lie to you all the time. Do you want to be lied to? I don't understand. Are you so eager to have Tucker Carlson and right-wing conservatives like Matt Walsh and others censored that you're willing to tell yourself a fairy tale while there's blood on the ground? I mean, actual blood on the ground and people still being buried. Do you know how disgusting you are? Do you have any idea what kind of a degenerate loser you have to be to do that? Wasn't the only one. There is no amount of bloodshed, by the way, that will trouble these media lunatics enough to try to do their jobs and tell the truth first. None. There is none. They are so committed to censoring and attacking you. There is nothing. There is no basement level to their depravity. Challenge them. Make them tell the truth. Pay very close attention to the Bongino rule. I get this question sometimes on the show. People post it on my Facebook messages and stuff. They'll say, Dan, this tragedy happened. Why didn't you report on it today? I mean, sometimes we do, but sometimes we wait. Sometimes we wait because we think the facts matter. Now, this wasn't it, folks. There's more? Oh, yeah, there's more. My guy Cernovich here, good guy on Twitter, posted this one. So there was another attack caught on tape in New York City. Did you hear about this one? A guy walks up to a bar on video. It's a gay bar. Throws a brick at the window. Ah, Joe, there you go. That's ripe for a story, isn't it?
There it is.
It's Tucker Carlson attacking the gay bar with a brick. He was? And they're all over the place. Twitter people calling for everyone to be banned again. Ban Matt Walsh, ban Tucker Carlson, ban libs of TikTok. Violent Fox News watching attacker. There was a brick at a gay bar. And that one fell apart too. As Cernovich notes, this guy's being charged with only 3 or 4 recent attacks at the bar because cops don't have video surveillance of one of the incidents. The alleged attacker says, "I'm gay myself." Apparently, according to the report here in the New York Post, was angry at someone in the bar. Don't let that get in the way of your story, however. It never ends, folks. It never, ever ends. Do not trust these people ever. Remember the golden rule. They are telling you a story, not the
poor
story.
Poor Tucker Buate. He's getting his ass kicked here lately, isn't he? Oh, my gosh.
Week over this. And it is nothing. I'm so glad he fights back on his show. And he goes out and says, okay, you're going to tell me not to talk about the sexualization and mutilation of children? Now we're going to talk about it all week. So we do the same thing. The rule here is you tell us not to talk about something, we talk about it twice. Folks, they'll never stop. They'll never stop. But you have to understand, this is why the parallel economy is flourishing. Why people are getting away from traditional, censorship laden platforms and things like that. And the parallel economy is flourishing. It's also why a topic I wanted to bring up is no element for it in the show, but something I have personal experience with. The left is now doubling down on Twitter because they can no longer control the narrative on Twitter now that Elon Musk has bought it and taken the company private. They can't control the narrative anymore, right? They want to tell you a story. And traditionally, Twitter, given the large number of reporters on there, Twitter was a vehicle for them to spread false narratives like Tucker Carlson did it and to keep it going and keep it alive. They now are upset that Twitter has allowed other people back on, Project Veritas and others, that can shut that stuff down right away. I bring it up because I read an article yesterday that now the lefties and these organized George Soros funded groups and others, that they're out there trying to push Apple and Google to bump Twitter's app off the App Store. Something sadly I have experience with is what they did to Parler. Folks, we can't allow this to happen. This is clear monopolistic behavior and anti-competitive behavior. It will cause an unbelievable ruckus if they do this. I'm a little worried about it. I'm not going to smoke you up here. Apple and Google have no allegiance to free speech whatsoever. They'll let foreign governments do whatever they want, but they will not allow Twitter to move towards a free speech direction. Just keep that in mind, because they're going to continue to use stories like this and lie about them to get people shut down and apps locked out of the App Store and Twitter, I promise you. Speaking of misinformation and misinformation campaigns, because the media champions of misinformation, so is the censorship brigade on the left. Fauci's retiring. You guys hear Fauci? Fauci's got, now. Here's you hear this? Fauci's retiring. Now, here's my opinion on this. Here's my guess on what happened. Fauci has been wrong about so much, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He has been wrong about so much on COVID. Vaccines stopping the spread, specifically masking, social distancing, the origins of COVID. Fauci's been wrong about so much that he's become a lightning rod that even the hapless, pathetic Biden administration realizes, Houston, we got a problem. I wouldn't be surprised if he was kind of gently nudged out the door. Now, you may say, well, the man's in his 80s. It was time for him to leave. Fine, fair enough. That's a possibility, too. My opinion, I think someone behind the scenes may have gently kind of nudged Fauci out the door and said, it's time to go. Shockingly, on the way out the door, the guy is still giving bad advice. And he's giving bad advice because these people on the left are obsessed with control. Remember, there's only 2 approved narratives on the left with COVID. Only 2 things you're allowed to talk about without being attacked on social media. You're only allowed to talk about masks and how much you love them, and vaccines and how wonderful they are, how they're the solution to all of our problems. Both of those involve mandates. They involve the government telling you what to do. That's why the left loves them. It has nothing to do with science. Here is one of the worst fake news specialists in Washington, D.C., a pretend reporter by the name of April Ryan. She gets a shot at the last question for Fauci here before he leaves. He's retiring. He does a presser yesterday in the Brady press room. And listen to the mask cult again. They, no matter how many times masks fail you and fail to produce any significant science that they're even remotely effective in stopping COVID, right? Here's April Ryan, gets a shot at a question, and she pledges her allegiance to masks right in front of Fauci. Watch this. Check this out.
We're not talking about mask wearing in this moment. Masks and the word masks have become a pejorative in some parts of this nation. Can you talk about the importance of mask wearing as you're worried about the holidays and people gathering together?
This is unbelievable. They can't stop with the damn masks. They cannot stop. They are obsessed with putting this face diaper on their face, despite mounds and mounds of scientific evidence showing that outside of a properly fitted KN95 mask, that the effect of this is limited if it exists at all. It doesn't matter. They are obsessed with this because they're obsessed with the mandate portion of it. I always ask you to go back to the Moneyball theory of masks. If masks work, why aren't masks working? Remember Moneyball? He's a good hitter. Why didn't he hit good? If masks work, why aren't they working? Why have masks never worked? It's at even stemming the tide of coronavirus infections. Why? Am I missing something? They are still pushing these things. And Fauci, who could redeem a portion of his reputation, if he would just be honest with people and say, folks, listen, you're free to wear a mask or free not to wear a mask if it makes you comfortable. But as a physician and someone in a public health authority, you're paid by the tax dollars. I have to be candid with you that the efficacy of these things is very small, and it's probably not going to protect you against COVID and act responsibly. Telling people this thing is going to save them is causing moral hazard. It's causing them to do things they wouldn't do otherwise because they believe they're going to be saved by this mask. And people like fake news specialist April Ryan keep saying this stuff and pushing this thing because they just are obsessed with the idea of the government telling you what to do. Look at this story, too. It's in my newsletter today. New York Post. Health and Human Services has a report recommending masks and social distancing for long COVID. Again, this is November of 2022. They're still recommending this stuff. There is no amount of science or data that will stop these people from jamming down your throat, top-down totalitarian mandates, because they can't have you stepping out of line, if you know what I mean. We're living in this shake your head, scratch your hair era where you wonder, like, how did these people who are so dumb get in charge? I want to play this cut coming up next of Tucker's show last night. Tucker's done with Fauci. He had a segment on Anthony Fauci last night where Fauci, again, out the door, is still pushing nonsense and garbage and junk and won't answer any questions about COVID origins. Why won't they do that? Why is the White House so afraid? Watch this clip coming up next. Let me get to this first. Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Dan's the website. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at their reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left's losing their minds over it. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they're a force for conservative values. It's because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, too, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even for your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Dan. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. Join the movement. Make the switch today and make a difference tomorrow. patriotmobile.com/Dan. patriotmobile.com/Dan or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Thanks, Patriot Mobile. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty.
boutique. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. Here's a video I was talking about from Tucker's show last night, who's just done with Fauci and has been for a long time. I have no problem with the guy making mistakes. My problem with Fauci is he makes mistakes and he doubles and triples down on them because he's too proud to tell you he made a mistake. That's what he does. And he's causing a lot of public health distress by doing so. Listen to him here talking about COVID origins, or not, because nobody will let him talk about the origins of the COVID virus. Check this out.
A reporter for the Daily Caller decided to ask Fauci about that, because how could you not ask? Were you involved in creating this virus, or where did it come from? Shouldn't we know? Millions have died. We wrecked our economy. But you're not allowed to ask that question, because then Joe Biden's glass ceiling shattering publicist rushed in and shut the whole thing down. Watch this.
Dr. Fauci, only 13% of...
Hold on one second.
We have a process here. I'm not calling out on people who yell. And you're being disrespectful to your colleagues, and you're being disrespectful to our guests. I will not call on you if you yell. And also, you're taking time off the clock because Dr. Fauci has to leave in a couple of minutes. I'm done. I'm not getting into a back and forth with you.
She has a valid question. She's asking about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
And Dr. Fauci is the best person to answer that question.
I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it.
This is the disrespectful. It is. I'm done. Simon, I'm done. I'm done with you right now.
It's unbelievable. And the rest of the supine press corps sit there with their weird little masks on and say nothing. And it's left to some guy from Africa to point out the obvious, which is, what? This is the most legitimate question there is. Where did COVID come from? And what are you doing to find out? Shut up.
Folks, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? One, people yell out questions in the White House press room all the time. Did you miss the 4 years of Donald Trump?
All the time.
Oh, my gosh. Sean Spicer, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Kayleigh McEnany. Yeah, screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
But Jim, you remember Jim Acosta screaming at Trump as if he wasn't the president of the United States? Like it was some, it was like the bagel guy on the corner who gave you an everything bagel when you wanted a sesame. That all of a sudden, like we have these, there's a process here. Why... Have you not asked yourself this 1,000 times? Why are they so eager to shut down conversations about where COVID originated? Ladies and gentlemen, I think you know the answer. Because it likely originated in a Wuhan lab in China that your tax money, through a process, probably assisted in funding. I don't care what administration it happened under. I care that it happened and it doesn't happen again. And the reason the left wants this shut down and conservatives are the one pushing for it, and there better be hearings when McCarthy maybe takes over as speaker, and the Republicans are definitely going to take over. It looks like they're going to have like a 222 majority now, 222 seats, which is good. I want to know what happened there. I want to know because I don't want it to happen again. The reason liberals don't want you to know is because it'll shake your faith in their ethos of big government being some benevolent force in your life. It's not. It's a cancerous rot in your life. They can't do a freaking thing right. You're trying to research bat viruses and you wind up unleashing a deadly one that kills millions of people. Do you guys get anything right? The answer is no. Your government, you're incapable of getting everything right. It reminds me of that line by Father Bob Sirico from the Acton Institute. I was listening to his speech, 10 years ago, whatever. And he was saying, it's not that government's too big, it's that government's too stupid. There's no incentive to get anything right. It's not their money. They don't work for it. That's why liberals can't have you disobeying the mandates. They want a compliant group of NPCs. And it's also why liberals can't have you believe that the government you believe is some philanthropic, benevolent force in your life unleashed one of the world's worst pandemics. That's why she shut that down so aggressively. We have a process here. We do? Since when? When did that start? We need hearings about Fauci. We need hearings about the origins of COVID. We need hearings about Hunter Biden. We need hearings about the border. I had a caller call in the show yesterday at the end of the radio show. Fair enough. He had a good question. He said, you know, Dan, large swaths of independents aren't really interested in this Hunter Biden stuff and this other stuff. They want to hear about inflation. I'm not going to give you this stupid walk and chew gum at the same timeline because it's just dumb. But I'll say this. Yeah, the caller's not wrong. And we are going to have to find a balance here where we don't skip out on issue-oriented stuff. However, we're not letting this go. And you shouldn't let it go either. COVID origins, Fauci's role in it, Hunter Biden, the border. We shouldn't let any of this go. Now, I'm somewhat, and I mean small, like somewhat optimistic that the new GOP majority, at least on the border, I'm not so sure about the other stuff, but at least on the border, only because it polls well. And believe me when I tell you, I haven't seen the inside polls to them or everything. If something polls well, they'll do it. If they said, you know, eating syrup of Ipecac every night before dinner polls well, they'd recommend it. I'm sorry. That's how it works. Republicans, Democrats, everyone. But let's hope McCarthy and this new Republican majority, there's no guarantee McCarthy's going to win. I'll get to that in a second, the speakership role. But let's hope McCarthy sticks to his word on the border. He gave this presser yesterday about hearings and potentially impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas, the dreadful DHS secretary under Biden, for our open border policies now. You know, he put it on camera, so I'm not, you know, a huge fan. I'd prefer someone else, but if this is what we're going to wind up with, at least he seems serious about the border part. You can listen yourself.
Today, I am calling on the secretary to resign. He cannot and must not remain in that position. If Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure will determine whether we can begin impeachment inquiry. If Secretary Mayorkas was in charge of any company, he would have been fired by now for the failures of what he has caused.
Now, I had a good congressman, solid conservative, on my radio show yesterday. He comes on a lot, Chip Roy. Chip Roy said that Kevin McCarthy does not have the votes locked up at this point to be the next speaker. Either does Steve Scalise, and I'm not sure Scalise is, I don't think he's running. I think he said he's not. I'm just saying, I mean, he's the most likely person, McCarthy. We'll see. Concessions are going to have to be made. The Freedom Caucus and the conservative members of Congress, given these slim majorities, it looks like it's going to be around 222, meaning they have about four votes to play with, depending on if someone's sick, probably less. They're going to need the Freedom Caucus, so concessions will be made. We have to insist on Fauci, COVID origins, Hunter, the border, and whatever else. We can do that other stuff, too, and there's going to have to be a balance. I agree. But Chip Roy was very clear. I want to get to something else Chip Roy discussed yesterday on my radio show, because the word existential is overused, like literally and unique, are the two words that are ironically abused in the English language. You know I hate them. It's funny, I'm writing my book and I wrote that in the book and then I put a parenthesis in the book and said, and I hate this word. That's how you know I mean it. Chip Roy was on yesterday talking about something that is an existential crisis to the United States. That's defending the sanity of our military. Our military and some military leaders of ours have gone completely insane and forgotten that they're there to fight wars and to kill the enemy. I'll get to that in a second. Let me get to my next sponsor first, and we're going to get to our fitness and diet section at the end. An annual tradition. Folks, the holiday season's here. Millions of people are holiday shopping and hoping to score Black Friday deals. The flurry of shopping activity also attracts scammers looking to cash in. Many shoppers report experiencing fraud during the holiday season. Scammers can easily take advantage of the season to make off with your gifts, credit card information, or identity. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for a cybercriminal to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name or crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. This happened to me. It was a total disaster. I had LifeLock a long time ago before they were a sponsor, because I'm not going through this again. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Listen, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Get it. Get it for your family now. They love stealing identities now. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com/Bongino. That's LifeLock.com/Bongino for 25% off. LifeLock.com/Bongino. Folks, get it before it happens to you. With a total nightmare cleaning this mess up. I sat in my kitchen in Severna Park for weeks and weeks trying to clean this disaster up. LifeLock.com/Bongino. Check it out.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
So just quickly on this topic, Chip Roy has been leading the way with Senator Marco Rubio on getting our military back to doing Joe military stuff, you know, like killing the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what they're there to do. These brave men and women who raise their right hand and sign up. They're not signing up for woke indoctrination, folks. They're signing up to go fight for the country and kill the bad guy. This isn't hard. Chip Roy and Marco Rubio did a little digging into woke military indoctrination. What they found isn't pretty. If you want to read an interesting, fascinating story, check this story out in the New York Post. Woke warfighters. GOP report claims the Biden administration and Pentagon policies are weakening our military. You're darn right. They are woking our military to death. We are wasting time. Military stand down, actual stand downs out there studying CRT, race-based essentialism, transgender ideology. Folks, the whole idea of boot camp in our military is to break people down first of their allegiances to anything and anything that would conflict with the mission, and to build them back up as a cohesive unit, regardless of skin color, sex, origin, religion, none of it. Why are we reintroducing divisions back into the military we break down in boot camp? The Chinese Communist Party has to be laughing at us for all this wokeness crap. You're going to get people killed. Our military, this is it. This is the bulwark. This is the, what do you think, the Chinese Communist Party? You think they're into all like sympathy, lovey-dovey, cutesy time? Wait till they invade Taiwan. You want a military obsessed with CRT or a military that's capable of killing the enemy? I know what I want. I bring that up because there's a really interesting article in Real Clear Defense. And it's about this sneaky way China could win a war against America. Read the piece. It's in there. The gist of it is this. Folks, they don't have to beat us on the ground in Taiwan if Taiwan makes it across the straits. They could attack our supply line. We're not there. Talking about whether we should or shouldn't do it right now. That's a topic for another day. You know my position on most of this. I've spoken about it in the past. I'm simply saying if the United States did decide to defend Taiwan, listen when I tell you, it ain't going to be no cakewalk. That logistics supply line's a long way from home. That's what he's talking about in this piece. Gee, that article you just put up, did I not put that in a rundown? Because that's a great piece. I forgot. Okay, thank you for throwing that up. Oh, one more thing. I wanted to get to this article too. It's and I'll get to the Daily Caller piece. So rundowns we do every morning. Sometimes I'll throw a piece in there I'm interested in. I'll forget I told them. Folks, on a different note, but there's this article in my newsletter today I need you to read too about the Biden family has 150 plus SARs, but Treasury's obstructing the release, says the House GOP. What does this mean? I want to translate this for you. Because having been a financial fraud investigator when I was a federal agent. SARs are specific suspicious activity reports. Suspicious activity reports are filed by a bank when they suspect something's up. Now, Joe, it's really, really hard to get a SAR, a suspicious activity report, drawn up by a bank on what you're doing, right? It's not easy to do. You have to do some really shady stuff for the bank to fill out the suspicious activity report. You have to do a lot. Now, when the bank fills them out, the SARs get sent over to the Secret Service. I think the FBI may get them too. and we get to look at them and check them out. So most of the ones and I've read thousands of these, most of the ones I saw were for structuring. So if you deposit more than $10,000 in a bank, they have to fill out a CTR, currency transaction report. But anything less than $10,000, they don't have to. So what'll happen with criminals is they'll do this thing called structuring because they don't want a CTR filed on the money they're depositing. If it's a lot, you're dealing drugs or whatever. What do? They deposit $8,999, $9,900 every single day. It's called structuring. You have to be up to no good to get a SAR filed on you. The Biden family has 150 plus of these things. Do you have any idea how hard that is to do? Do you have any idea how knee deep in corruption and shady activity you have to be involved in to get 150 of these things filed? And it's just kind of strange. The Treasury doesn't want you to see them. So weird. Treasury. Meanwhile, we used to get them all the time.
Weird.
They flew. But, oh, yeah, but we got Trump's tax. That's right. He makes a good point. We got Trump's tax returns. Yeah, weird, right? Trump said that was a... Meanwhile, we found out that he gives to charity or something. That was the thing. All right, just back to the wokeness thing, kind of tying this all in. China, Hunter Biden, our military, wokeness in the military. You know, I'm sitting here yesterday and I'm... Once in a while, I'll sit out in the front of my house and let Lucy just kind of run around. She likes to chase the lizards up the trees. She's a dog. But I like her to have fun. She sits in the house sometimes a lot. She gets tired, you know, and she's a golden doodle. She's not the most active dog, but she likes it. And I like to sit outside. I like to watch her. It's small joys of life, watching a dog chase lizards. She doesn't eat them or anything like that, but they like to, I think they taunt her too. They come down the tree just enough and she's like climbing up the tree. So I'm sitting out there yesterday, you know, one of the few sports I could still watch outside of UFC is the NHL, the National Hockey League. And I got to tell you, man, I could not be more disappointed. They put out this tweet yesterday, the NHL Daily Caller has a story on it, that non-binary identity is real, trans women or women. I can't believe they're getting into this. It's like, are you guys ever going to learn your lesson? Do you understand the generational destruction the NFL did to its brand? Listen, it's not done. The NFL is going to be fine in the long run. They'll make a lot of money. They still have a lot of viewers. The point is they've done so much damage. And people like me who used to be regular viewers in the NFL who don't watch it anymore, I will not pass that on to my kids. This is going to do serious damage over time to your brand. It doesn't happen overnight like that. To the NHL, do you really want to get involved in this? Is this really your bag of donuts? Stay out of the nonsense, man. Just play freaking hockey. By the way, they got ratioed into the Phantom Zone on that. A few quick notes before I get to my diet hacks for the holidays. And 10 fitness tests you should be able to do. I'll get to a couple of them. Just quick, there's a student loan pause again by the Biden administration to June 2023. Government backed a bunch of student loans they gave to people. They're now telling them they don't have to make interest payments. They won't be compounded at that point either. Meaning what? The government borrowed money to give to those students that you're now paying interest on. So Biden and his administration, which are sleazy slime balls, because the student loan forgiveness is going to go down in flames in court, they're just going to forgive it de facto by pausing student loan payments in perpetuity. Never ends with these people, folks. Don't ever forget, all debts are paid. Either by the debtor or the creditor. I lend you money and you don't pay it, I paid your debt. I lend you money and you pay it, you paid your debt. And just one quick note, too. Listen, man, I don't know an easy way to say this. I am not optimistic about the Georgia runoff. I'm sorry. I'm not a big believer in polls. They're garbage. But some of them, which are relatively in the ballpark, are not looking good. I'm not telling you this to scare you. Yeah, get goosebumps talking about it. Actual one. I'm telling you this because if we lose that seat, we're going to be in trouble. It's not going to be any lipstick on that one the next day. You got to get out and vote, folks, and bring 10 people with you. However uncomfortable it is to vote, if you got stuff going on that day, you got to do it. Polls, I get it. They're crap, but pretty much none of them are going in our direction. We got to win that Herschel Walker seat. All right, let me get to my last sponsor, and then we'll get to our diet hacks for the holidays. Love this segment. I should do more of this. You have iTarget? If not, you should. It is the best firearms training tool out there. The feedback I get on this is amazing. You've heard me talk about it for years. I'm going to take you to the next level now at iTarget. You ever seen competitive shooters practice their timing drills on the range? Imagine being able to do that at home anytime you want without spending a dime on ammo. That's what the all-new iTarget Cube does. The iTarget Cube is fully compatible with your existing laser rounds. You can buy one or upgrade to the 3-pack for a truly unique training experience. I have it. I use it. I love it. Compete with friends, practice clearing drills, or use random mode to test your ability to react, all while the system times every shot you take. Right now, save 10% plus free shipping with the offer code DAN when you go to itargetpro.com. It's I-T-A-R-G-E-T, itargetpro.com. iTarget comes in most calibers from 9mm to 223, so you can train with almost any firearm. It's the easiest and most cost-effective way to train. It pays for itself in a single day. That's the letter I, itargetpro.com, itargetpro.com. Offer code Dan. Check it out. I get a ton of positive feedback. Makes a great gift, too. All right, so we do this every year. Joe and I had all kinds of various aims for it over the years. Sticky notes and stuff like that. Stories we would do that didn't necessarily correspond to the news atmosphere of the day, but had to do with kind of lifestyle stuff. We enjoyed it. We should probably do it more. So I thought with the holidays coming up that we should do a quick segment here on some food and diet hacks. Some of them, matter of fact, most of them I use myself. Now, word of caution. I was told by many people, he's looking forward to this, by the way, told me in the beginning of the show, which he very rarely talks at the beginning of the show here. I was told by a number of people in the news business that you should never, ever talk about this stuff before Thanksgiving because people don't want to hear about it. Of course, me, I always break all the rules and I say, screw that. This is the best time to talk about it because now you can go and eat and have a good time. And then afterwards, you got some diet hacks to clean yourself up afterwards, right? Who's better than you? This article will be in the newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. It's from one of my favorite websites, T-Nation. And it's 23 powerful food hacks and supplement tricks. Now, I'm not going to go through all 23, but I'll go through some of them I like and use and can personally vouch for. Again, if you want to read all of them, go to Bongino.com/newsletter and check this out. Here's one of them. You use cacao? You should. You can buy it anywhere. I'm going to recommend. I think I use use Navitas or something, the cacao. It's basically the cocoa bean. Folks, it's fantastic. They note that you can add it into Dutch cocoa. You can add it into coffee. And it has cognition-enhancing effects. This is in the piece. And it ameliorates some of the jitterness of coffee. Here's what I really like about it. It can lead to the release of nitric oxide, which I'm going to leave some of you. It's got some non-family friendly stuff we can talk about with nitric oxide, but nitric oxide works really well for me before a workout, kind of gets me going a little bit. Huge fan of this stuff. Give it a try. It's C-A-C-A-O. Get a good brand. Stick it in your coffee in the morning. Stir it up. Can be a little bitter, but I use it in everything. I throw one in every single protein shake. Here's another one. Collagen. You are not taking collagen. Folks, collagen is the way to rock and roll. Collagen is amazing. I cannot tell you how effective it has been. Look, I'm 48 in, just a few days, in about a week and a half. I know I don't do any. I should. I get it. But I rarely use any sunblock. I sit in the Florida sun all day. I should be wrinkled up. This collagen is the most amazing, collagen peptides are the most amazing thing for your hair, your skin, your nails. Our buddies at Brick House Nutrition have a really good product. They didn't pay for that one. I'm just telling you because I use it. Take it with some vitamin C. They noted in this piece, one of their food hacks. The stuff is gold. It is gold. Ask Paula, what your skin, give it some time. Doesn't happen overnight, 3 to 6 months, but you're going to see a big, big difference. A huge fan of collagen. Your joints too works amazing for your joints. Here's a simple one. If you're over 40 or so, like me, and you have a history of heart disease, have a glass of water before you get out of bed in the morning. So true. I do this every morning. That glass of water, first thing I do, bounce out, big glass of water. Why? Because they note, T.C. Luma wrote this piece, that dehydration plays a prominent role in blood clots, stroke, and heart attacks, and we're most vulnerable in the morning when our blood is thicky and sludgy like a McFlurry. big glass of water in the morning, especially if you're over 40. Hugely important. Do it every single day. First thing I do. Then I come back and do my whole thing. Here's another quick tip in this piece, 23 powerful food hacks and supplement tricks. When eating salads, chew the hell out of it before you swallow. Why? Well, one, you want to chew to break down the food, but you got bacteria in the back of your mouth that converts nitrates in fruits and vegetables to nitrite, which are then absorbed by the salivary glands and converted to nitric oxide. There it is again, by the body. They note it's not trivial. Up to 25% of the nitrate in circulations is absorbed through the salivary glands. You're going to eat a salad, fruits and vegetables, chew the living daylights out of it. That nitric oxide is so valuable. Gives me a sense of alertness, helps other things too. You can look that up online, or maybe kids listening, but I'm telling you, chew the heck out of your salads and fruits. Don't just swallow those suckers whole. It's not healthy anyway. You can choke on it.
Ask any rabbit.
At which one? Oh, yeah, I know. I'm going to leave that one for that. You got to go to rumble.com and read the piece to read that last line. Yeah. Yeah. Ask any rabbit. Right. Joe. I know where Joe's going with that.
Yes.
So does Joe. Yeah. So do rabbits. Here's the last one. Again, there's 23 of these. I'm just giving you that five or six I like the most because I use them. You a big rice eater? I am. I love rice. I can't stop. Here's a problem with rice.
Yeah.
A lot of carbs, folks. If you're eating a lot of carbs, you get massive insulin bursts. Insulin's a storage type hormone. You can get gooey fast eating a lot of rice. So here's a trick for you to make rice. If you're going to eat it, to lessen the effect of insulin on your body and keep the kind of calories and or the processing of the calories maintainable. He notes to change the molecular structure of rice and reduce the calories by around 50%. Do the following. Boil, this is what, it, dude, it works. I'm telling you this works. Boil the water, add 1 teaspoon of coconut oil. Again, this is all in the piece. Add a cup of rice. Cook the rice for approximately 20 minutes. Then here's the kicker. Let the rice cool in the refrigerator for 12 hours. When you reheat the rice and serve it, you can dump the calorie content by almost half.
Wow.
100% works. Ask any bodybuilder. It works. If you're going to eat it, eat a lot of it, and you do, then do this. It's the greatest life hack ever when it comes to rice and carbs. I promise you it works. I think the coconut oil works best, but I'm not sure. Does it have to? I'm not sure if it has to be or not. But the coconut oil definitely helps. Okay, here's one more for you. 10 fitness things you should be able to do by Dan John, again at T Nation. This article's from a while ago, but it still applies. Here's all of them. I'll go through a couple. You should be able to bench your body weight. You should, folks. I'm 47, although my elbows don't work very well. I'm 205. I can do 205 now. I hate when people say, 600 times. I probably do it, man, I don't know, 6-7 times now. My shoulders kind of give out a little bit, but I'm not that strong in the upper body anymore. I used to be. It's my elbows just take a beating. You should be able to bench your body at least once, though. I'm 205. You should be able to hit a 205 PR. Don't kill yourself, by the way, doing it. Don't just run in the gym and test it. You'll rip your pec right off the bone. Make sure you have some experience first. Second, you should be able to deadlift double your body weight if you're a lifter. Again, this isn't the kind of thing you should run in the gym and try if you've never lifted. You'll have a heart attack and die. Don't do that. But if you have some lifting experience, you should be able to deadlift double your body weight. Honestly, I'm not sure I could do that right now. My elbows can't handle me holding the weight. I can trap deadlift it, but my elbows in a regular deadlift, I'm not sure I can do that. Hold a 2-minute plank. I know I can do that. You know, a plank when you're sitting there on your elbows and your toes looking down at the ground like you're in a push-up position on your elbow. You should be able to hold that for 2 minutes. Sleep with only one pillow. That's a flexibility thing. You can read it in a piece. Sit on the floor without using hands, knees, or shins. I can't do that. I can't. My lower body can't handle it. Yeah, he's much younger than me. He said he's folks his age and can't do it. Here's another test you should be able to do. Balance on 1 foot for 10 seconds. It sounds easy. Be near something so you don't fall. But I'm telling you, over the age of 40, you'd be surprised how many people can't do that. Here's another one. You should be able to hang for 30 seconds. You know, pull-up style, a dead hang. I'm up to a minute and 20 now doing that because it's good for your shoulders. Again, you'd be surprised how many people, their grip strength is so poor, they can't even hang for 30 seconds. Long jump, your height, I definitely can't do that. Blow my knees out, I wouldn't even try. 30-second body weight squat and hold. And a farmer's walk with your body weight. A farmer's walk is when you walk with dumbbells or weights in your hand. So it'd be a 100-pound weight. You should be able to walk a certain amount of distance with your body weight. Again, don't try these things if you've never worked out before. Seriously, get yourself hurt.
I can only do three. I can tell you that right now.
Joe, you are not the only one, brother. I mean, you got to remember, Dan John's a great writer. He's writing this for, you know, people who should be in really, you know, pretty good shape at your age. You know, a lot of us are beaten up. He's not, you know, it's not for like orthopedic injuries and stuff like that. But if you can do a few of them, it's pretty good, but it's worth a shot. I hope you like that. Joe and I have been doing it for 7 years or so right before the holidays. We'll do some more of it around Christmas time too, some lifestyle stuff. Appreciate you listening to the show today. I know you all have a lot going on, and I want to wish you an extremely happy Thanksgiving, folks. You still live in the greatest country on earth, protected by the greatest military ever seen, the greatest fighting force in the history of humankind. You live in a land God has blessed with resources, with mountains, with oceans, with lakes. We live in the most beautiful place on planet Earth. Don't ever forget that. Spend some time with your families. Put the politics aside for a couple of days. We can get back in the fight on Monday. Thanks for everything you've done for us. Please subscribe to the podcast if you wouldn't mind. We'd really appreciate it. And check out the newsletter today if you want to read these articles. We will see you all Monday.
You just heard Dan Bongino.